WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. An Illinois judge, the latest to rule that Donald Trump's name should not be included on the November ballot, citing the 14th Amendment, which bars insurrectionists from holding office. ABC legal contributor Kim Whaley.
Given that the Supreme Court has that Colorado case in hand, and given that the oral argument suggests they're going to go against Colorado and side with essentially Donald Trump, it's unlikely that this latest decision is going to have any actual impact on who's on the ballot in any state come November.
Now, what could have an impact on the November timeline? The Supreme Court agreeing to hear arguments on whether Donald Trump has absolute immunity from prosecution for his role on January 6th. The arguments won't be heard, however, until April 22nd. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says an overnight altercation involving crowds waiting for aid left at least 70 people dead, bringing the death toll since the start of the war to more than 30,000. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
The FBI has now offered a reward of up to $15,000 in the case of a 3-year-old Wisconsin boy who vanished last week. Elijah Vu was last seen February 20th at a residence in Two Rivers, where prosecutors said his mother had sent him to stay with a man now charged with child neglect. Searches by police and residents have so far not located the 3-year-old. Fire officials in Tomah now providing an update on the investigation into the fire that happened Friday on Superior Avenue. In a Facebook post, the fire department reported that 16 people have been displaced as a result of the fire. They were living in residential areas above the businesses. The Red Cross is providing assistance. Officials say the use of an excavator to extinguish the fire may have also compromised physical evidence at the scene. An official cause has not yet been determined. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
We are going to warm up in a big hurry as we head toward the weekend. Today's sunshine, 47 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at around 10 to 20, gusting to 25 today. Clear tonight, 32. Tomorrow, sunshine, 52. We'll get to 63 Saturday, near 70 by Sunday. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is made from Grandpa's original recipe, and this stuff is wicked good. Grandpa'sBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 11.
99.7.
I want you to want me.
The tide is high. There is Blondie. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 10 minutes after 7 now. Finn, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Maddie. I'm ready for whatever grab bag weather will have for today.
Well, it looks like today is our day that we start getting back into the warmer temperatures. This is like the stepping stone from 20 to 70, which we're going to have on Sunday. Yeah. So it's a little crazy what's happening out there. We have sprigs just popping up all over the place. I took a photo yesterday and sent it to Corey, and I said, isn't this kind of early for the sprigs to be sprigging? He goes, yep, we're about 6 weeks early for all of that to be happening. Yeah. So it's kind of nuts right now. When you walk outside here at night, obviously it was too cold last night, so not so much. But when you walk outside here on Goose Poop Pond at night, you can literally hear things in the ground growing and blooming. I'm not joking. There are so many weird little sounds and pops, and it is absolutely
shifting. And
it's unsettling, is what it is. I just took a drink of water, so if I go for a second, pardon me, because you know how you swallow wrong and then you start coughing really hard? Uh-huh. I thought I had everything under control, but I keep feeling a tickle come back up in my throat because, you know, we eat in a hurry trying to do the morning show. Yeah. And so I took a quick drink thinking, oh, that'll wash down the egg whites. And then, no, I screwed that up. And so now I've got that weird tickle in the back of my throat. So I will excuse myself prematurely just in case I have to duck off here for just a moment.
Is there anybody that can help with the Heimlich maneuver out there at Goose Poop
Pond?
Just in case? No.
Not that's awake, and Aspen doesn't have opposable thumb, so she's not going to be much help.
No help.
She'll just try to eat the apple that's left over here on the printer. Yesterday, she decided that she was going to be a very brave puppy when I got done with the morning show and went upstairs. Now, I drink a lot of water. I mean, during the morning show, I drink anywhere between 36 to 48 ounces of water. Not even joking. And so I went upstairs because I had to use the bathroom, and I set my plate with my banana peel on the counter thinking I'd set it far enough back. No, I did not. Mm-hmm. I came out from the bathroom and here she is with half of a banana peel stuck in her mouth. So I freak out, right? Thinking that this dog in like a two-minute time span has literally eaten an entire banana peel, or at least half of it. So I'm watching her very closely because I'm like, should I call the vet? Because it's not something that they can pass very easily sometimes, depending on, you know, the fiber content. And so I'm kind of freaking out. And then all of a sudden she goes to my kitchen and I'm watching her dig and root around and move things. She'd taken the other half and buried it under my kitchen rug. That's where the other half of the banana peel was.
Sneaky. See, if you had had your phone out and you'd taken a quick picture of her, that would have been like her mugshot, right?
It would have been, because she had half of it hanging out of her mouth, and then she had the other half buried under a rug. It was something.
Take that, Nick Nolte. Now that's a mugshot. There you go.
Trials and tribulations of having Aspen, that's for sure. Anything fun and exciting happening at your house right now?
You know, I was sad to hear about the passing of Richard Lewis yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, he was one of those guys, you know. I mean, if you grew up and, you know, like in the late 70s and the early 80s, he was on late night TV all the time doing his stand-up routine.
Yes.
And, you know, same era as Jerry Seinfeld and Richard Belzer and Sam Kinison and all those guys, you know. So, yeah, I mean, that was kind of, and of
it
course, if you remember Anything But Love with Jamie Lee Curtis,
Yeah, that's where I actually, because of my age, that's where I actually got introduced more to Richard Lewis than anything else. And then, of course, you know, you see him in things like Robin Hood, Men in Tights, Leaving Las Vegas. And so you get a little bit more introduction into the type of dude that he was and how funny he actually was. But it was apparently a heart attack for Richard Lewis. So unfortunate passing yesterday. I think that one took everybody by surprise and a little shock, too, because
he was, 76?
I think? 76. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. And he'd been dealing with Parkinson's for quite a few years,
right,
which is why we hadn't seen a whole lot of him in the more recent years. We'll put it like that. So, that was a sad one yesterday. And there was another one that happened the day prior, and this is more targeted towards Packers fans, but Sherry Starr passed away, Bart Starr's wife. Obviously, we lost Bart Starr a few years ago, and Sherry's still such an advocate for Wisconsin just in general, and they have several nonprofits that they still run out of the state, and so that was kind of a blow for Packers fans this
week. What amazing work they did even after their celebrity status, you know? I mean, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. No, and you know, and that's just a true testament to I think just wanting to be part of a legacy and be part of a state that basically made his career, you know? Mm-hmm. So I can appreciate that. Of course, then he went into coaching for the Green Bay Packers. It's a far far cry from what Brett Favre did. Let's put it like that. I mean, far, far cry from the retire to the non-retire to the Jets to the Vikings,
yeah,
and then
exactly
allegedly stealing money from taxpayers and low-income yeah families in Mississippi to build a volleyball court for your daughter at her college. It's not quite the same
not
legacy.
Quite, no. Mm-mm,
there were also
no
pictures of nether regions that were involved somewhere in there. So
yeah,
I don't think we
totally
had any of those stories about Bart
totally
Starr and
Sherry different
Starr
with Bart Starr.
Yeah, yeah, it was a totally different scenario. And funny, Aaron Rodgers seems to be following the Brett Favre path of how to be a complete idiot when you leave a team and how your legacy
yeah
is. Again, I will always differentiate player from field to real life, and I can appreciate both of them for how awesome they were, and you know the legacy they left behind as football players. The actual people seem to be a little abysmal, though. So jury's still out on Jordan Love at this point. Hopefully, okay, he follows the Bart Starr path of life.
Hopefully. Let me ask you, generational thing? I mean, is
it? I don't know.
You know,
or just despicable human being thing?
Right?
I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure. Aaron Rodgers this week photographed on a mountain after a hike with RFK as they were spouting all of their different views of everything, apparently. So I don't know. It's very bizarre. Very bizarre world that we're living in at this point in time. I mean, that's not the craziest thing, though, you're going to see in a day. Aaron Rodgers and RFK on a mountaintop after a hike together. It's actually not the craziest
not
thing you're
yeah
going to see in a day, yeah, which is really the weird part. Aspen with a banana peel, also not the craziest thing you're going to see in a day. That's for
so
sure.
How was your day yesterday? What did you do?
What was yesterday? Yesterday was Wednesday. It was downright cold. I thought it was going to freeze to death when I took Aspen for a
it's
walk.
Like a
that
brain
wind
freeze as soon as you went outside.
Awful.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It was awful. So we did that. And then, of course, we had a few things that we had to take care of around here. Dexter had a few homeschool things that we had to do before we could go to Drums. Actually took him to Drums. And then we had a few errands to run because I was in the mood for something different for dinner last night. You know, we try to do breakfast on Wednesday nights just because it's kind of a fun way to break up the week and all the monotony of having to cook the same things or leftovers or whatever. So I said to Dexter, what would you really like? And we're having some eating issues right now. And he's like, how about some breakfast tacos? That sounds really, really good. So I was like, cool. All right, we can do breakfast tacos. So I said, let's run to the store. I said, I have to get a card for a friend who's ill. And I said, so we'll make it a big Walmart, everything in one kind of trip, right? Breakfast
sure
taco ingredients. I decided I was going to have sweet potato and black bean tacos. And so I needed all the stuff to make that. So we just got a few things and, you know, things that we were running out of or running low on before I get full groceries. So we did that. Now, I got to tell you, the only reason this is important is because I got the greatest invention of my entire life yesterday at Walmart. It's a taco holder. It's one of those wavy things where you put your shells in it and it holds them upright so that when you're making them, things aren't falling over. And then when you're eating one taco, everything is still upright and all of your ingredients aren't sitting on your plate.
Yeah.
Oh, I was so excited. Corey and Dexter did not see the allure in the taco holders.
Sure,
not the way I did.
If they have a taco that's messy, it's totally fine, right?
But it's amazing. I got a four-pack for like $4, and I was like, a dollar a holder? This
wow
is worth it. So I was very, very excited to get my little taco tray holders
taco
yesterday.
Holder.
I mean, we aren't going to use them all that often, but we do tacos periodically. I do probably more tacos than Corey and Dexter do, only because, you know, sometimes I just get tired of eating things on a plate, so I'll throw it in some sort of shell and be like, all right, quesadilla, taco, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have holders to make it all happen. And the best part is if you flip it one way, you have three slots. If you turn it over because of how the waves are in it, then you only have two slots. So you're set for two or three tacos, and you don't feel like you have an open hole that you just absolutely have to fill. You've got a holder for that. Truly one of the greatest moments of my life.
I can
life
tell you're really excited about this.
I really, really was. It's sad that these are the things that make me this excited in this world.
What's the little things in life?
It really
Maddie
is. It is.
Things.
And I, you know, here's the thing. I don't eat that much. So when I have a taco, I fill my taco. I mean, we're not leaving any shell behind. We're
yeah,
filling
yeah
this thing to the brim. And then I put it on my plate. And what happens? The taco falls over and everything falls out onto my plate.
Yeah.
Now
mm-hmm
I have a salad. I did not want a salad. If I wanted a salad, I would have made a salad. That was not what I was going for. I wanted a taco.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all those little things in life that really affirm the fact that I am old and getting older by the second. That's what that is. My goodness.
I'm not quite sure what we had for dinner last night. I honestly can't talk too loudly about it.
Because there's ears. There's ears in the house. They can hear things. Was it not?
Here's the thing, Maddie. You can't knock it out of the park every single thing.
So it wasn't what to your liking, right? I will ask questions that you can kind of answer yes or no to, so there nobody under hears.
Yeah, please do.
So was it not to your liking, or was it just something that you wouldn't normally eat? A little of both.
No, you know what? It was kind of like the preparation of it, kind of thing.
You just better know not to, how it came together, right?
Listen to me. I'm so paranoid in here. It's like...
She's going to pop in the door. Right?
Well, you know, because keto has come up lately.
Yeah. And so now you're doing lots of protein and stuff.
Yeah. It was like a chicken thing.
Okay. Lots of protein. So there's usually lots of cheeses involved in that, some cream cheeses sometimes, but there's not a lot of processed stuff that goes into it.
I don't know. It just wasn't. The corn and the mashed potatoes were.
There we go. Awesome. See, you found a positive. Yeah. You found a positive out of it. Well, at least you got corn and mashed potatoes.
Yeah, I mean, so our dinner last night was amazing, you know?
You go. We won't tell her any different. It's fine. It's fine. Hopefully,
broke out in a cold sweat there.
Hopefully that's a recipe that just goes right out the trash. I have a few. See, you're much nicer, though, than Corey would be. He'd look at me and be like, never again. Okay? Now we're not doing this one again. So you're much nicer.
Well, and see, that's the thing. I mean, she does almost all the cooking. You know? So, I mean, it's like, you know, beggars can't be choosers. And like I said, I mean, sometimes, you know, it just happens. But, you know, it's fine.
See, and I have some recipes where I decide that they look really good. And then I make them the first time and I follow the recipe to the teeth, like everything perfectly, because I've never made it. I don't know how it's also going to work out. Then we eat it, and I'm like, you know, next time I do this, like, here's what I'm going to do differently. And then I do that the next time, and then it's like a hit, where the first time it's a maybe kind of thing. Right. Like, not horrible, not awful. Yeah, and then you tweak it to your preferences, and then it becomes a hit with everybody. Uh-huh. So maybe that's what this needs. Maybe that's what this one needs.
I'm hoping you're right about that. Yeah, I hope so.
I'm just glad that you didn't get caught talking about it, because that would have been awkward this morning. It would have been awkward.
Soundproofing in here. That's what I need. You know, that's the thing about doing the show from home. I mean,
It's hard to say things. Yeah, it's hard to say things. So in our quest to actually set up our new studio, that's the one thing we're working on. So there's a closet in there already. And here's the thing. I've been told several times, and yes, I agree with it. It's not like this is a secret. I'm a little loud. I always have been. I'm usually one of the most boisterous in a room. It's just how it is. And so it's got a closet in it. And the room, though, is right next to Corey's room. So he's a little concerned about that. So that's one of the big things that we're working on is getting soundproofing in the closet, because the doors are coming off of that. All of the shelving is coming out of there. And then it's going to be soundproofed basically like in my own little booth, which is going to be really actually kind of cool. So I'll be facing soundproofing. I'm not going to have great windows to look out of like I do right now. But at the same time, it's like my own little studio space. So I'm very excited about getting it done. We're also going to put carpet tile in there so that we dampen some sound. And then because the doors, the people who had this house before us decided they were going to do a lot of the work themselves. I just wish they would have known how to do the work themselves. So the doors don't actually go all the way to there's quite a gap, right? There's quite a gap with how far down they go. So we've got to find something to put on the bottom of them so that it kind of dampens the sound that way as well. But I think if we do all that, we're going to be okay. I think it's going to be okay.
Windows in there at all?
There's one, but it's like a downstairs window. You know, it's not even an egress. It just kind of, you can see sometimes.
You're looking at dirt, basically.
Yeah, you can see squirrels hop by every now and then, and that's about it. But I think it'll be all right. You know, and I just have to walk out the door and look down the hallway to see what's going on outside if I need to do that. Sure. But I get a family room back, which is a win-win situation because that's what the temporary studio is in right now, is our family room. And I say temporary because, you know, 4 years after COVID, here we still are. So that's going to turn back into a family room, which Dexter is very excited about. You know, he wants to put, like, he loves old school gaming systems, not like the Xboxes and things now. So he's saving money to get like a couple of the retro gaming systems. So he'd love to put a couple of those down here attached to the TV. He wants like a Nintendo. 64. He's even like, Mom, he's like, do you think somebody has like a vintage Atari out there? Because he's like, I think that would be really fun. So
going old school.
Yeah, that's he really wants to go old school with some of this stuff. So he'd like to hook some of those up down here. So something to hold components and all of that kind of stuff. So just kind of a cool space for him, especially to hang out in, because he's getting to the point where he's like, I don't always want to be on my computer. And I was like, totally get it. Sometimes you just want to sprawl out. You want to see different walls and, you know, have something different around you. So that's what we're actually creating down in our basement for him. So yeah, it should be good, you know. And then we'll also call it our sick room, because this is where you can go when you're sick and you have to sleep elevated because like your nose is stuffy or you're coughing too hard. So it'll essentially be the sick room as well.
Okay.
Our house has to have one of those. When we get colds and we get like sinus infections, we are sick. We are super sick.
What you're talking about.
Yes.
Yep.
So we have to have the elevation and the propping up of the system so that we can actually get some sleep and everybody, you know, can live copacetically and together in the same household without killing each other and keeping each other awake. So that's what it'll be. It'll essentially be like our hangout room, our sick room when that comes up, you know. And Dexter, he crooped when he was, you know, really little, scared me to death when he got croup for the first time. But it's funny because obviously he's way outgrown croup, but he still, every time he gets a cold, the kid's lungs fill and then he coughs and he coughs and he coughs and he coughs. And so the only thing that really helps yet to this day, 17 years later, is sleeping propped up. Well, it's a little hard to do in your bed, right? And if you start getting multiple pillows in there, then all of a sudden you're in this weird position where your chin is like tucked into your chest and then you're getting neck aches and all of that kind of stuff. So essentially we have to have sick rooms or sick places in our house so we can prop up. I know it sounds ridiculous. Sounds ridiculous.
Nope,
it's as exciting as a taco tray is what it is, quite honestly.
Hey, you're very excited about that taco holder. So
I really am. I really am. It's the little things in life that make me feel bougie, and that's one of them.
Are all meals today going to be, you know, burrito-based or taco-based?
Yes, I believe they might be. They might be. There's some leftovers up in the refrigerator, so yes, pick a taco tray and everybody eat up. We'll make it a taco.
Tortillas.
I do. I even bought some more yesterday. Because we like to do banana wraps around here as well, where you essentially take a tortilla shell, you spread some peanut butter on it, favorite nut butter, you cut up a banana, you throw some sugar-free chocolate chips on there, you roll
you're
it up, and
go.
So, and so Dexter likes to eat those. Those have been a staple in our house since the boys have been really, really little.
Sure.
Good to go breakfast if you're in a hurry. Get some whole wheat wraps, Mom and Dad. I'm telling you, the kids will love them. Grab them a little thing of milk in the car if you're in a big hurry in the morning or on your way somewhere on the weekend. It's a nutritious breakfast, and I promise they'll love them because they're delicious. We've got to take a look at the forecast right now, Finn. Lots of sunshine today, 47, much better than yesterday. My goodness. Clear tonight down to 32, and then we're just going to keep warming things up over the next couple of days. Sunny and 52 tomorrow, 63 by Saturday, near 70 on Sunday. First, we got to get a little warmer, though, this morning because right now it's 11.
Hi, I'm Craig with Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express. Help us support the local student athletes of the Baraboo School District by using our spirit pumps. Every time you use the specially marked spirit pumps, 2 cents from every gallon is donated to a Baraboo School activity, sport, or youth program. In the month of February, the spirit pumps will benefit Baraboo High School FFA. Please support our local students by using the spirit pumps at Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express in Baraboo.
Two female-led rock and roll Hall of Fame groups will be celebrated Friday night as Heart to Heartbreaker, playing the hits of Heart, as well as Pat Benatar, returns to Wisconsin Dells and the Legacy Dinner Theater. With 40 combined hits and over 70 million albums sold, these two supergroups will have you singing along with power ballads and straight-up rock and roll all night long. There may even be a special appearance by other female legends. Get your tickets today to see Heart to Heartbreaker Friday night at LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
Then on Saturday night, it's the best of Pink Floyd as Echoes of Pompeii returns to Wisconsin Dells. With 11 members in the band and a huge laser light show, this will be one of the best concerts you'll see all year. Pink Floyd is one of the most successful bands in history, and Echoes of Pompeii is one of the best tributes out there. The Legacy Dinner Theater across from the Wilderness Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Get tickets today at LegacyDinnerTheater.com. That's LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand women, men, infant, and children clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, and much more. Women owned and operated, Amber Lux Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added daily. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique of Baraboo.
You got a smile so bright, you know you could have been a candle. I'm holding you so tight, you know you could have been a handle. The way you swept me off my feet, you know you could have been a broom. And baby, it sounds so sweet, you know you could have been some perfume. Well, you could have been anything that you wanted to, I can tell you. Things you do. I like the way you do things you do. As pretty as you are, you know you could have been a flower. You could have looked for a minute. You know you could have been an hour. The way you stole my yard, you know you could have been a groove. And baby, you're so smart. You know you could have been a school girl. I can take it. The way you do the things you do. All right, the way you do the things you do. You make my life so rich. You know you could have been some money. Baby, you're so sweet. You know you could have been some honey. Well, you could have been anything that you wanted to. I can take it. The way you do the things you do. All right, the way you do the things you do. As pretty as you are, you know you could have been a flower. Your good looks were mending. You know you could have been an hour. Could have been a crew. And baby, you're so smart. You know you could have been a school girl. Well, you could have been anything that you wanted to. I can take it. The way you do the things you do. Alright, the way you do the things you do.
The way you do the things you do, there is UB40, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:34 right now. And Finn, you know, in this day and age, it's hard, especially at our age, to be actually cool. And apparently now you just have to act like you don't care. I mean, if I would tamper down my expectations and my enthusiasm for taco trays, that would probably be one step forward for myself. But, you know, there's only a point where you can act kind of cool. Zara is now selling women's jeans that look like they've been balled up in the corner of your bedroom for a month, and they're called wrinkle effect jeans. I don't need to go buy these. I have several in laundry bins. Yeah. I mean, they're perfect. They look just like this. You can't iron the wrinkles out of these jeans, though. They're supposed to look like this. And when I say wrinkly, I mean every square inch of them is wrinkly. Social media, of course, is having a field day with comments. One says, the jeans I forgot forgot I had when I find them at the bottom of my wardrobe. Yes, that's exactly what they look like. And one person joked, someone who hates folding laundry came up with them. Yes, that is exactly what this is. Now, if perpetually wrinkled jeans somehow sound like a thing for you, they're now on Zara's website. $70 for these. Oh, a few of the sizes are already sold out of wrinkle effect jeans. Really? This is what we're doing? Here's what you do. You take jeans out of the washer, and when they're wet, and ball them up, tie some rubber bands around them, keep them like that till they're completely dry, you have the same thing. You have the same thing. Easy peasy.
And you don't have to pay $70 for them.
Right. Then if you ever want those jeans not wrinkly, you don't have to wrinkle them. Just saying.
There
you know,
go.
You let them dry or put them in the dryer, however you do your jeans, but you can essentially have the same thing without paying $70 for wrinkle effect jeans. This is insane to me. Zara is one of those sites that gets a little insane to me. They have some great stuff too, don't get me wrong, but sometimes you're kind of like, all right, this is what we call fashion now. Okay, we'll go with that. I mean, this goes beyond the 90s look that's back again. The other day I was walking through the store and I was like, oh my gosh, I wore that when I was in middle school. I wore that when I was like a freshman in high school. Oh my gosh.
It comes back in style.
Not really in a good way. Like baby tees, is that really a thing that we need again in this world? Was baby tees? I mean, pretty soon we're going to resurrect the Spice Girls and Pasha's going to decide that she wants to be a part of it or something. It's all very, very bizarre.
As long as we don't have those parachute pants again.
Oh, no, those are coming back, too.
Yeah, I know.
Those are coming back again, too. Everything wide-legged, big, which I can get down with because they're comfortable if they fit on top, right, and they're not falling off. But at the same time, I don't know if everything needs to come back in style again. The 90s were one of those eras that I think could have left us and we would have been okay with. Fashion-wise.
You have to think about which was the worst fashion decade, you know, the 70s for guys with those leisure suits and everything
those weren't great.
Those collars where it looks like you could literally lift off the ground.
Was that based off of Elvis? Because he was kind of into the leisure suit thing in his last days, doing those residencies and all of that kind of stuff. He wore the same thing, did he not?
Yeah.
He just put a cape on it and they bedazzled it and they called it cool. But it was essentially a leisure suit for Elvis. So
it was
They weren't good. They weren't good. They weren't
Granted, I had my own fashion faux pas back in the day.
We all did. But I don't think we need to bring those back to reality for everybody else to experience, do we? I don't know.
I go back to the shoulder pad era.
Gosh. Those were kind of awesome, though, because I don't have a lot of shoulders. So things slip off. I'm like, could I add some to like bulk myself? That's fine. Like, it's like the one small part of my entire body is my shoulders. Nothing ever stays up. It's part of the reason I hate purses, quite honestly. Because the straps always slide off. I can never keep them up on my shoulders. So it's part of the reason why I hate to carry a purse, especially over the shoulder.
I'm just surprised that in some of those 80 sitcoms that some of the cast members didn't lose an eye.
Or they got through the doorways that they were supposed to walk through or something.
If you tuned into Dynasty on any given week,
And then Crystal Carrington always had like things, like dangly things, like beading and stuff hanging off. And when she turned, those things would whip. Alexis and her could have gotten into a fight just over the beading alone on the dress. But wrinkle effect jeans, people, if you want to be cool, this is apparently what we need. Hey, speaking of cool things, and this is legitimately cool. Over at Legacy Dinner Theater tomorrow night, they're going to have a tribute to Hart and Pat Benatar. It is going to be a full-fledged experience. Show starts at 7 p.m. Now, here's the really cool thing. The lead singer, who's going to be dazzling you with her skills as Hart and Pat Benatar, she's going to be joining us tomorrow on the morning show.
Awesome.
Hopefully technicalities and all that work out. But she is going to be joining us. Diva Montel is her name. She is absolutely fabulous. I got to talk to her a little bit yesterday. So it's going to be a whole lot of fun. So she's going to be joining us on the morning show tomorrow. And And the best part about it is, as soon as we talk with Diva, we're going to have some pairs of tickets to give away for that show tomorrow night. Awesome. All right? So yeah. If you're looking for something to do, you want to make it a little fun, this is going to be your chance. So be listening tomorrow for Diva and more information on the Hart and Pat Benatar experience at the Legacy Dinner Theater, legacydinnertheater.com, by the way, if you want to check it out, maybe get some tickets. And you can even do that tomorrow if you don't get a chance to win. All right?
That'd so be a pretty good night way pairs. To spend a Friday night.
Oh,
a little
yeah.
Heart music,
oh, yeah.
A little Pat Benatar music.
Yeah. Yeah. Should be a good time. So that's going to be super fun tomorrow. Now, coming up in just a moment, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast because, boy, oh, boy, is this a much better forecast than yesterday's. Holy buckets. We're talking 47 for a high today, so substantially better than yesterday. Then we're just going to keep climbing throughout the weekend, Finn. Near 70 on Sunday. Sean Cable is going to tell us about that in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports with Mike Ganger next here on Max FM.
Imagine you're trying to escape from a secluded cabin or being trusted with government secrets, or you need to locate an important dignitary for a special event. This isn't a TV show. No, it's Elusive Escape Rooms. Can you count on your friends and family to help you make your great escape? Call 608-678-2388 or find us online at elusiveescaperooms.com. And mention promo code MAXFM to save on your next adventure. Located across from Noah's Ark on Wisconsin Dells Parkway in Wisconsin Dells, Elusive Escape Rooms, the best escape you'll ever attempt to make.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent, running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
Okay, guys. I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
New plan. Ellen, you sign up for U.S. Cellular home internet. Madison, you bring me snacks while I stream the game. Let's do this.
Bundle and save on U.S. Cellular's new and improved home internet. Just $29.99 when bundled with a wireless plan. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details.
Time for sports. On Max FM, it's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Section semifinal games all around the area tonight for girls basketball. In Division 1 for Sectional 3, Oregon, the one seed is going to be taking on Kettle Moraine. That's going to be at Wanakee High School. Winner meets a winner between Arrowhead and Verona. Division 2 tonight, Sectional 2, it's going to be Beaver Dam, the one seed, going against Watertown this evening. Winner moves on to the sectional championship game versus Pewaukee or Grafton. In Sectional 3 for Division 2, it's West Salem after getting that win over Reedsburg. They're going to meet Onalaska. Hilltoppers got the win against DeForest. Winner of that matchup will meet the winner between McFarland and Elkhorn. Again, all those games are tonight. Baraboo will be the site for that sectional championship game on Saturday. Division 3 for Sectional 3, it's number 1 Edgerton and number 2 Edgewood. That's playing tonight at Stoughton. Then at Lodi tonight, it's going to be Waupun and Lake Mills in the other side of that bracket. And in D4, number 4 seed Poinette will meet Winnebago Lutheran tonight at Partyville. In Sectional 3 for Division 4, it's Nielsville and Westfield tonight as well. For the full bracket and all the details, of course, you can visit WIAWI.org. Bucks back on the hardwood tonight as the team is going to once again be taking on the Charlotte Hornets. They absolutely dominated the Hornets at the Fiserv Forum on Tuesday night, 123-85. This evening's game tips off at 6 o'clock. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We are going to warm up in a big hurry as we head toward the weekend. Today's sunshine, 47 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at around 10 to 20, gusting to 25 today. Clear tonight, 32. Tomorrow, sunshine, 52. We'll get to 63 Saturday, near 70 by Sunday. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is made from Grandpa's original recipe, and this stuff is wicked good. Grandpa'sBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 11.
99.7 Got to get past 11 if we think we're going to warm up today. My goodness, still a chilly one. Grab the jacket. Birthdays, anniversaries coming up next. Leap Day edition. If you're celebrating or know somebody who is actually on Leap Day, text us 355-9970-38 special.
See it all around you. Good loving gone bad. And usually it's too late when you realize what you had. And my mind goes back to a girl I met 12 years ago. Who told me? Just hold on.
Hold on, Lou. loosely, there is 38 special maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, 749 right now. Finn, we were talking about the different fashion eras and how the 90s are officially back. Got a text from Marty this morning who says he loved the 80s and 90s fashion because of the color, the creativity, and, you know, you had girls with the big shoulder pads, as we mentioned. You also had the hair. I'm pretty sure that's why there's a hole in the ozone layer now, because of the Aquanet that we used in the 1980s. Uh-huh. And then you get the Michael Jackson influence in there, according to Marty, and he said it was pretty darn awesome. I would agree with some of that, for sure.
Yeah.
Everybody wanted to look like Michael Jackson. The red jacket with the one glove. That was a big thing for a lot of people. Newsflash, though, there was only one dude who could pull that off, and most of us were not it.
Yeah.
Michael had that one kind of cornered, didn't he? But
it didn't look quite the same when you were walking down the street with just one glove on.
Yeah. No, it looked a little silly. But at the same time, it was the 80s, so everybody knew what you were trying to emulate. Nobody questioned it. Now you'd be like, did you lose your midi? Do you need me to help you find your midi? Did you lose that somewhere along the way kind of thing?
Do you remember how many Madonna wannabes there were?
Oh, yes. Man. Everybody wanted to be the material girl. That and Cyndi Lauper, right? Wild hair, big bows in the hair, the tulle skirts with t-shirts and belts and all of that kind of stuff. No, it was a good era.
And there was leg warmers and headbands for everyone.
This is why 80s parties are the best, because you can drudge up all sorts of fun fashion from the 1980s. Marty does say, though, that he doesn't like the 2000s. Everything was kind of gray, boring, and drab. And I would agree with that. We kind of went monotone. And we just kind of like forgot that there was creativity in clothing. And now I would say we live in an era where basically anything goes, which is also kind of fun. You know, you can kind of have your own style. Nobody's really going to question it. Well, some people might, but just ignore them, because they're probably still dressing in the early 2000s with the monotone, monochromatic look kind of thing. But I would agree, the 80s were fun. There was neon. Neon was always a big thing in the 80s. It was a good time.
Well, I would say most days I look like I dress from the 90s. Because there was that whole grunge era, right? With flannel shirts and jeans and Doc Martens. And that's pretty much everything.
It was a fun era. Fun different eras, that's for sure. Hey, we've got some celebrating to do. Leap year birthdays today. This is kind of fun. I mean, obviously, February 29th doesn't come around very often. So most people have to choose either February 28th or March 1st to celebrate. But if you're an official leap year baby, today is your day. I love this. So if you are celebrating today, or maybe know somebody who is, you can text us right now on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Now, as you can imagine, we don't have a lot of birthdays to go through today on the celebrity side of things, which is okay, because Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce is waiting to tell us why weekends are best in Baraboo. But we do have a few, so let's run through what we've got. Jesse Usher is on the list. He is 32 years old today. Now, this is not a name that you might not recognize off the top of your head, but you're going to know who he is. He's Will Smith's son, Dylan Hiller, in Independence Day Resurgence, and he plays A-Train on The Boys, which is where I know him from. Think about this, though, for a minute. Will Smith's kid in Independence Day Resurgence is 32 years old today. We are all officially old. Mark Foster from Foster the People, one of my favorite groups, celebrating his 40th birthday today. So, yes, we are going to pull out Pumped Up Kicks this morning. Peter Scannavino from one of my favorite shows, Law & Order SVU. He is Dominic Carisi on that show. He is 44 years old. Ja Rule is also celebrating on a leap year. He is 48. And Anthony Sapato Jr., who was a Calvin Klein underwear model, and then he was also on Melrose Place. He is 52 years old today. Motivational guru who hypnotized Jack Black and Shallow Hal, Tony Robbins, celebrating his 64th birthday today. Now, we do have a few local birthdays that we actually have to pass along this morning, believe it or not. John Taylor is celebrating today. So, John, very happy birthday to you. That came in via text this morning from Chris. And then Amanda Dent is also celebrating a birthday today. Amanda is just a wonderful, awesome young lady. And I know from previous conversations with her mom, Michelle, she never really knows when to celebrate her birthday. Typical leap year baby stuff, right? So Amanda officially gets to celebrate today. So happy, happy birthday to her. And of course, if you are celebrating a birthday or even an anniversary on this leap year, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a wonderful day. And remember to add somebody to the list. Just text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Finn, we've got to take a quick look at this forecast before Ben joins us. Lots of sunshine today with a high near 47, clear down to 32 tonight, then lots of sun, 52 tomorrow. The weekend just keeps getting better and better. 63 on Saturday, near 70 on Sunday. That is a far cry from whatever happened outside yesterday.
Exactly.
Even though that was probably more February-like than we cared to admit, especially with the 60s we've been seeing. But I will take, 63 over the wind and 20s any old day of the week. That's for sure. Right now, it is 11. Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce is going to join us next to tell us why weekends are best in Baraboo. Weekends are best brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Hi, this is Mary at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch. We have a new sweet almond cactus spread ready for you. It's made with our skillet crust, brushed with butter, sprinkled with cinnamon sugar, topped with an almond-flavored streusel and a white sugar topping. And when it comes out of the oven, we top it with our icing and some slivered almonds, and it is yummy. Here at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch, you can dine in or order it for delivery or carry out. 448-2215.
7:55 right now, and it is time for Weekends Are Best here on Max FM. Joining me this morning from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce is Ben Bromley. How are you today?
A-okay, Maddie. How about you?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. Leap year, leap day, whatever you want to call it. It's kind of an exciting day. We don't get to celebrate February 29th very often, do we?
Yes, indeed. How do you celebrate this in the radio world?
I'm not really sure. I guess we just talk about it a lot, which is what we do with most things in this world. So it's not too far out of our wheelhouse. We do have a few things on this calendar of events, a few fun things coming up this weekend, a lot of things for the arts, some music as well. But where would you like to get started on this one?
Yes, indeed. So first, speaking of Leap Day, shout out to my good friend John Taylor. He is a Leap Day baby, which makes him 10 years old today.
Well, congratulations to him. He's doing pretty well for a 10-year-old. He must be one of those geniuses in the world, right?
He's a mature 10-year-old. I'll give him that.
There we go. Awesome. We just mentioned John, by the way. Somebody texted in and told us it was his birthday. So happy birthday.
He's getting way too much attention. Let's move on. We've got some great live music starting, and of course, I can hardly believe Friday is March already.
Tomorrow is March. It's insane.
But we've got a couple of great options for you. So, if you're a child of the 80s, like myself, we've got Heart to Heartbreaker. This is a trip.
Uh-oh, did we just lose
Benatar?
Oh, there we are.
Am I back?
See,
I get so excited, I start moving around, I lose our connection. I get excited about 80s music. I'm sorry,
people. It's good stuff.
This is the music of Heart and Pat Benatar. This is going to be at Legacy Dinner Theater Friday night at 7 p.m.
Yes, and we talked about this a little bit this morning, only because the lead singer is actually going to be joining us on the morning show tomorrow.
Sweet.
We're giving away some tickets for this particular show, so it's going to be a good time. So
nice.
Definitely, if you love 80s music, and some power ballads are always good, and let's face it, the ladies of the 80s were pretty darn awesome, so this is going to be a great way to celebrate all of that and have a really great time. So make sure you check out LegacyDinnerTheater.com. Again, that is the former Palace Theater, in case you're wondering what we're talking about, but should be a great show. Now, I know we've also got some local music on this list as well. So tell us about some of these
other things. We have Wonderlust performing at the Kunamichi Wine Bar Friday night at 7:30. And this is some local youngsters. Tori Jax is the lead singer, and she and friends will be performing at the Wine Bar Friday at 7:30.
All right. Should be a really great time there as well. Konamichi, such a great place to hang out and just
listen
to great music and talk to people, because there's always interesting people down there as well. Now, on Saturday, there's no lack of live music, right? There's going to be some good stuff happening around the area, too. So let's jump over there and you can tell us what's going on.
Certainly. As long as we're talking about live music and wine, as we roll forward to Saturday, we have Noah Hittner performing at Broken Bottle Winery Saturday afternoon from 1:30 to 4:30. And then we have Justin Routabush at Balanced Rock Winery Saturday from 3 until 5:30.
All right, so a couple of different options to sit back, relax, enjoy some gorgeous weather in beautiful atmospheres and some live music. Love that. Now, that's not all, though, because there's some other things happening on Saturday to get us out of the house. So tell us about some of these other events.
You're absolutely right. So the Baraboo Elks are putting on a special needs prom Saturday. That's going to start at 5 p.m. at the Civic Center. That's, of course, a great event that the Elks put on each year. And if we want to talk more about live music, let's go back to Legacy Dinner Theater.
Okay.
We have the group called the Echoes of Pompeii. This is a Pink Floyd tribute group.
Nice.
They're going to perform Saturday at 7 p.m.
All right. Another great time, another great band and another great experience over at Legacy Dinner Theater. And then if you would like to slow things down and really enjoy the arts, it doesn't really get much better than this, for
Let us be connoisseurs of the arts. Let us return to the wine bar. Conamici Saturday night is going to have Laura Annis's Force of Nature exhibit reception. So this is an exhibit she's rolling out here. It's a multimedia, multi-dimensional story. And of course, Laura's a well-known local artist, one of many we are blessed with here.
Yes.
So this sort of a opening reception is going to take place at 7 p.m. at Conamici.
All right.